Hi, this is Huggy Boy. This is going out to all the homies on a Sunday afternoon.
This is how we do it.
You wanted to never rush your money.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hops and Notes for episode 9. Joining me on this episode again is Alex from Horrible People's Podcast and Turning Tables Podcast.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
We're all excited. It's early. We're tired.
I'm tired. I'm sunburned.
She's crispy.
I'm crispy.
Speaking of crispy, before we get to this album, we're going to take a sip of a drink. This is a special one. It's from Henneberry Spirits. There we go. In Vista, right next to one of our favorites, Battle Mage. It's called Hooded Assassin Straight Malt Whiskey. They have some fun art on the cover here. And Alex, go ahead and read the back of that.
Sure. When the 10% Hooded Assassin Ale was not aged for long enough nor strong enough, we distilled and aged it to create the Hooded Assassin Straight Malt Single Malt Whiskey. The tasting notes of baked bread, burnt caramel, dark fruit, and raisins have matured for over 2 years in a newly charred American oak barrel. So they just did lots of barrel stuff.
Yeah, so it was... So the way I understand it is they made, like, a whiskey... And then they used the barrels for Hooded Assassin. Then they put whiskey back into the barrels after the beer was taken out.
Yeah.
And so that's the flavor.
So we get beer and whiskey.
And whiskey. I am so scared to pull this.
I was going
to
say, like... This is the babyest sip of whiskey.
We are not going to be issues today. We're going to be humans. Which one do you want?
The baby one, because you know I don't like whiskey.
All right. Cheers, lady.
I just cleared out my nasal passages.
Yeah, it burns. Ooh. But not bad. There is some kind of like, even on the smell, there's some kind of like beer flavor or something on it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I shouldn't have sniffed it that hard. My nose!
His nose hairs just fucking singed.
And instead of bottle caps, let's just rate it out of 5 whiskey barrels.
Ooh! Here's the thing. I'm not a whiskey fan, and I still feel this warmth cascading down my chest right now.
It's waking me up.
I'll give it 3. 3. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm gonna give it a 3, too. It's... not terrible. I'm sad this is a tiny bottle. It's also a numbered bottle. It's 45% alcohol, and it is bottle 194.
Ooh.
Yeah. And last time I checked, I think they were running low.
Yeah. So, ooh. You might say you were at the bottom of the barrel.
God damn it. Yeah. 3 whiskey barrels from both of us.
Oof.
I would definitely... We should probably go back and check out their other drinks and see what else they got.
Oh, yeah. At the other spot.
At the distillery, yeah. But now that we're drinking this nerd whiskey, let's get to the album. Today we're discussing the only full-length album from the Cowmen. It is self-titled, The Cowmen.
Whew. So, The Cowmen formed in Brooklyn, New York, and they are self-described as a little rock and roll band with a deep love of country music, writing songs out of Brooklyn, New York. It's not too clear when the band was formed exactly, but their Facebook page was created in April in 2010, so I think that's a good...
Yeah, they've been around for a bit.
It's a good idea. Their self-titled album was released on May 29th, 2010, so shortly thereafter. Mm-hmm. The people who brought this album on bought, Jesus Christ, there's something in my eye.
It sucks, doesn't it?
It's whiskey. The people who bought this album on Bandcamp had nothing but positive things to say. An example of one of these reviews is, quote, "If the Devil's Rejects opened a honky-tonk bar, this band would play every night. This is the most country music I've listened to in 10 years, and I live in Indiana. I listen to the full album several times now, and I find something new to love every time. The songs are catchy and hilarious, and all the band members may be undead. Amazing work, Cowman. Finally, some music I can scream along with when I'm covered in blood. Unquote.
Yes,
that's a great review. Also accurate.
I was looking through like some of the reviews on Bandcamp, and I was like, that one.
That's the one.
Because that's the vibe, and yeah. We're gonna get to it. But like, that is the vibe.
Absolutely. The members on this album are Doug Austin on vocals and guitar, Holden McNeely on vocals, Marcus Parks on drums / percussion, Carly Goodspeed on vocals, Devin Castaldi Micah on bass, and a few of their friends on different tracks playing instruments such as shakers, pedal steel, upright piano, Rhodes, and musical saw. What the fuck is a musical saw?
I have no idea. Are you going to look
yeah,
it up?
Yeah, musical saw.
Of all those things, instrument. I'm surprised that's the one you had a question about.
I have questions about all of them. What? Oh, it's literally, okay, wow, it's literally a saw that
it's,
you play.
Is it like a metal, like a floppy saw, like a cartoon?
Yeah, like God it's damn a it. Saw that you play with like a bow. Wow, that's very country.
Jesus. So I'm just assuming a lot of these two are also like very Texas country.
Yeah.
Oof.
So the track list for the Cowmen is Russia Town, Drinkin', First to Go, Maggie, Preacher, Skeleton Dan, Ghost Who Haunts Me, Boot Stomp, Horse, and Snakes.
Yee. Before we get to these tracks, I do want to say how we discovered this band, because it is a big part of Alex and I's friendship. Marcus and Holden, they used to have this podcast called Roundtable of Gentlemen. It is the most un-PC podcast of all time, but we love it.
Yeah.
They do get better as the show went on. They, like, correct themselves, but it's just full of shenanigans, tomfoolery, just drunk friends being drunk and reading dumb news stories.
It's a great inspiration, I think, for me, especially when it came to like wanting to make podcasts, where mm-hmm. I was just like, that's the vibe. Like, not as much, you know, not as many slurs, but
not as many slurs, please. But no, and they do, like I said, they've fixed themselves before. They're like, they enjoy dropping the F word in the beginning, and then they're You see them slowly ease off of it, and like,
and then at one point they're just like, we can't say that
yeah,
anymore.
Yeah, and they start saying like, we probably shouldn't have said half the things that we did. But no, that show, it was, it, you know, like I said, it's silly. It always made me laugh. But it is a classic. They did talk about it on the show. So as I was listening to the backlog, because obviously I didn't listen when it first came out, they do premiere some of these songs on the show.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I don't like country that much, but holy shit, I gotta check this out. And so that brings us here. And let's get to these songs. First up is Russia Town.
Oh, so good.
What do you have to say?
First thing, my note says false. You can make love to the moon.
He was incarcerated for trying to make love to the moon.
You can't make love to the moon. Yes, you can. Yeah, and then just, I put Russia Town. also, Russia Town sounds like a terrible place to live.
Well, so, I didn't really notice this until I actually sat down and listened to it, but, like, everything that they sing about or talk about in the album takes place in Russia Town.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy fuck, that's actually really cool. It's a literal hellscape. And rape occurs almost constantly.
Yeah, that I was just like, wow, okay, cool guys.
Also, a fun thing where in the beginning it's, we're the Cowmen and we play country music. 2, 3, 4. But I also can't hear 2, 3, 4 without hearing, we are the Jumbo Shrimp, here to play a game. So it's funny listening back to it now, and I'm like, oh my god. The mayor makes the town pay for his alimony.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he has so many wives, and, like, he's the oldest man in town. Yeah. And honestly, the song is incredible. It does some great story setting. Like, it sets the tone. It sets the scene for, like...
And Russia Town is kind of like a honky-tonk sounding, it's slower, but...
Can you imagine Russia Town, Texas?
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, it's one of those weird town names that for sure is, like, in a random state where it's just like, why is it called Russia Town? Like, why? Like, what?
What was it? Texarkana?
Yeah, Texarkana. Oh, my God. Okay, so trying to explain to Ruben, a friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast.
Texarkana, and his brain just broke. He's like, why call it Texarkana? It's just like, it's just how it was, it's what it's called. It, I don't know.
But yeah, it's Russia Town sounds like a Texarkana kind of city.
Situation. Yeah.
Oh my. This fucking song, dude. And I love that, like, Russia Town. And it stops and just,
yeah, exactly.
And it just gets sillier every time they sing it.
It's that, and then each verse gets progressively more and more just like unhinged.
Yeah, but like I think it's the third time they do the Russia Town, and he just making all these weird noises. And I think Doug in the back goes, pepperoni.
Oh yeah, they do that later too. They do that in Boot Stomp, or
I think it's Boot Stomp.
Yeah.
But honestly, I love the way this album starts. Russia Town is fucking hilarious, and it does set the tone for the entire album.
It's just so good.
Country, horror, silly.
Yeah.
I love this
comedy
song.
Horror.
Yeah.
Things. It's a good song to scream in your car covered in blood.
Yes. It definitely is. God, Russia Town's so good. But the second track is Drinkin'.
Yeah, do you want me to go? Or
yes.
Okay, so my notes. Our lyrics, actually, there's two lyrics that I'm just like, they don't have to go as hard as they have to. I put, if drinking's a sin, the devil's my friend.
Oh, so give me a shot of what's left of the gin. Yeah. I love that lyric so much.
And then I also, who shoots gin? Puke emoji.
Sirs?
Please. And then also where it was just like saying, when he started drinking when he was 3, and then like, I learned how to cry and I learned how to fuck.
Yep.
Like,
I have that one too.
I learned how to cry and I learned how to fuck. Oh, that's so good. I love a good drinking song. Like, this is such a good, like, country drinking song.
It's the perfect country drinking song. Yeah. At least, like, for degenerates. Like, for people who don't like country like that, like, this is your country drinking song.
Also, this is where we get the first appearance of Carly, and Carly's fucking incredible in this song.
She's so good. Like, she's underrated for sure.
Yeah, Carly in this, like, she does a lot of, like, background, like, screaming.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're just like, oh, it's so good.
Yeah, she gives that extra seasoning on there.
Like, a little extra, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna drink this whiskey, you say words.
Yes, so this again is like, again, it's the drinking song. I love how, like, when it starts, Doug comes in, he's like, well, I drink White Lightning, and, like, it's very, it's very country, and then Holden's loud ass, I built my house out of beer bottles, like, loud, and it still has the same vibe, but, like, I love that it's such a different flavor.
Yeah.
And, like, it's funny, when he tells the bartender, he's like, I'll take another and a six-pack to go.
You know what's really funny, and I don't know what this says about you, that made me think of you.
Oh, God. What? Is the wife getting pregnant with the bottle of schnapps?
No, it was more like just drinking and then just me, and then, like, every time we've gone somewhere, it's like a brewery, and you're like, I'm just gonna get a six pack while I'm here, and I'm gonna take it with me.
You got to. Sometimes they're on sale.
You're like, I'm being economical about it.
I'm just thinking about the future.
So that's why it made me think of you. I was just like, okay.
Well, and this is a fun roundtable thing too. Roundtable, they always started every episode with a prayer, and when they were in the process of recording and writing this album, whatever episode they were on, Marcus prays, "If drinking's a sin, the devil's my friend." And he sings it. And I was like, damn, that was really cool. And then later on when they introduced the cowman, I was like, holy fuck, it's the cowman.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God. This song, again, silly, but it's a fun drinking song.
It's a fun drinking song. I'm looking at the lyrics again. I'm just like, ugh. So good. Yeah, I had my first drink at the age of 3. I picked a bottle from the whiskey tree. I grabbed it and I drank it and I got real drunk. I learned how to cry and I learned how to fuck.
Oh my God.
But yeah, if drinking's a sin, the devil's my friend is like, it goes so much harder than it has any right to go.
Exactly. And it's just a silly cowboy song. But like, if drinking's a sin, the devil's my friend. Like, oh, Marcus, I know you had your hand in that. It's just, the flavor. It's so good. Yeah. I love it. All right, now that we're done dick riding drinking, we're going to go on to First to Go. You got notes on this one?
I do. I love depressing love songs.
Yeah.
I love depressing love songs. This was the first song where I was like, oh, all of this takes place in Russiatown.
Yeah. Yeah, they mention it somewhere, right? I'm looking at the lyrics
right now. It's either in,
maybe not.
And I know Russiatown's mentioned in Preacher.
Yes, it is. We're gonna get to it. But yeah, for this one,
I don't know if it's mentioned specifically in First to Go, but the chorus slaps.
Oh yeah,
the chorus is awesome. I really like this song. I don't know. I think it's melancholic and it's sweet in a fucked up way. I put that it's just like a song about a couple that like definitely loves or like loved each other at one point, but life chewed them up and spit them out, so they're just kind of like ready to die but doesn't want to see the other one die first. And I think, I don't know, again, I love depressing love songs.
Yeah, so. I literally wrote broke ass Holden soul. But also it made me, because again, I wrote, it's a love love song sounding, but it's like they're in their worst situation and they're like waiting to die.
Yeah.
I love that she saved his life after rolling him over when he puked.
Yeah.
I was like, he didn't get the Jimi Hendrix death.
God.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, this song is, yeah, it sounds really nice, but when you really listen to it, you're like, these people are fucked up.
Yeah, it's just two fucked up people who like I said, like loved each other at one point, and maybe like it's like that old grumpy couple where you're just like, do you guys actually like each other?
Yeah, right? You're just in this for the tax break now or what? yeah, the lyric, when I met you, you were young and you were healthy, and then I introduced you to hell.
Yeah. The light in your eyes flew away with the flies, so let's go find something else to sell. Like, come on,
yeah,
man.
It's rough. Just reading it is rough, yeah. But the song is actually really good, and like you said, it is very love song sounding. Yeah.
So the chorus is, we can't kick this together and we can't kick this alone. I don't want to see you die tomorrow, so I hope that I'm the first to go. And I'm just, and I don't know, it's catchy as hell.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like the whole idea where it's just like, they can't make it by themselves. And obviously they're fucking up together.
Yeah.
So they're just like, guess we'll just die.
Guess I'll just die. But it is cool. And then this is like the first song where Carly has a lot more lyrics.
Yeah.
And she's going back and forth with Holden on the song. And I think it's because she actually has a really nice voice. And Holden's such a, like, his voice. His voice is so
unique.
Yeah, especially for a singer.
Yeah.
And, like, even the way he talks. I love hearing his friends talk about the way he sounds when he speaks. But, like, even Marcus says it, too. He's like, I really like Holden's voice for this band because it's so unique and weird, and like, it's big.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we get to the next song.
Yes. But no, let's jump to that next one, because this is one of my favorites. I think this is one of the first songs I heard by them.
I think this is because this is one of the songs that they put at the end of, like, a way to promote the Cowmen is they used to put songs from this album at the end of like old Last Podcast episodes.
Yeah.
And this was one of them.
I think that's how I discovered, because it was, I discovered them before I even listened to Roundtable. And I remember they put Maggie.
Russiatown, I think.
Russiatown, and I think Skeleton Dan.
Yeah.
And they were like rough cuts. It wasn't even what made it to the album.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, next song is Maggie. Go ahead.
She was a bitch and a whore in this economy.
Maggie was a bitch and Maggie was a whore.
Yeah. So good.
In this economy. God damn it.
And then I put, Maggie, come home.
Maggie, come home. Get out of that fat man's truck.
This truck.
I literally wrote, Maggie, get out of that fat man's truck and be our friend. She's definitely our people.
She sounds incredible.
She just likes to party.
I said, listen, the song is fast paced as fuck and incredibly fun.
It's only like a minute. It's under 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's super quick.
Yeah.
And there's no break. Like, there's no, like, break for music. There's, like, literally, it's just verse, hook, verse, hook, verse, hook.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most popular Cowman song for a reason. Like,
it is the most streamed?
Yeah.
I'm gonna investigate. Keep going, though.
Maggie was a princess, Maggie was a brat, Maggie'd get you off in five seconds flat.
It is Maggie's sitting up top at 207,071 streams, drinking right underneath it.
Hell yeah. Maggie's gonna fall down, Maggie's gonna cry, Maggie's gonna get hurt, Maggie's gonna die.
Well, and then at the very end, they redo the first verse.
Yeah.
But, like, it's because it's when it starts, just Maggie was a bitch and Maggie was. It's very, like, streamlined. And then Holden comes in, Maggie was a bitch and Maggie was a whore. And it's just so much more aggressive. And it's almost like.
And then at the end, sorry, go ahead.
No, it's almost like, so maybe she does die. And I feel like that, Maggie was a bitch, or like he's screaming. Mm-hmm. It's like them yelling at her, like, after her death.
Well, I think it's kind of like almost like a eulogy.
Yeah. That's like they're sitting there, the casket's open.
Because it's all in past tense. Because, well, Maggie was a bitch and Maggie was a whore, but I never wished to see her walking out that door. Maggie was cute, but she sure was profane. Maggie had a sweet tooth for uncut cocaine. But then at the very end, they're singing, like, screaming it, because then it's like, Maggie was cute, but she sure was profane. Maggie had a sweet tooth for uncut cocaine. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely feels like she's dead and they're yelling at her.
They're upset, yeah.
Just the wasted potential of Maggie fucking it up.
Yeah.
But so honestly, again, one of my favorite songs. I don't know if I like it more than Drinking, though. It's fun, but like...
You're like, I'm going to go back for dick riding. Yeah.
I'm going to dick ride Drinking again because it's so good. But yeah, honestly, again... Like you said, this probably was the first Cowman song I ever heard, and I love it. And I do like the Maggie come home, because Holden's singing that low part, Carly's up high, and yeah. I think even Doug's doing like mids at some point.
Oh, maybe. So Genius.com has the lyrics for all of the songs.
Oh, you can go on Bandcamp and look at all the lyrics.
Yeah.
That's how I've been doing it.
I've been doing it on Genius. But sometimes it'll break down like who's singing what.
Yeah.
Some songs, not all of them, some of them. And it didn't do it for Maggie, so.
Oh, so maybe, I don't know, maybe Doug's not in it. I mean, Doug's he's playing, but I know he sings on a few of them, obviously.
But this song is just so fun. It's quick, it's easy. That's the other thing about this album. It is 33 minutes beginning to end.
A very short album.
It is very quick.
A lot of fun, though. You can have a lot of fun in those 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I regret not buying this vinyl. Because they did have it pressed at some point.
Damn.
Yeah. This would be a fun vinyl to have.
Absolutely. Yeah, any other...
That's all I got. We are going to move on from Maggie to Preacher.
Hell yeah.
This hillbilly-sounding song.
God. We return to more Russiatown lore.
The town, that town, that was Russiatown. Oh man, it's so good.
Yeah. So I have only a couple notes on this one, but basically, like, the vibe is just like the dreary townspeople just straight up rejecting a preacher, calling it a fool's errand. The lyric, "Why build a ball on a hill?" to come to town because people, like, because they're fucked anyway. Like, they're just kind of just like, what's the point, you fucking idiot?
Yeah. They killed Bill for evangelizing.
Yeah. We don't stand for no evangelizers in these here parts.
We don't like your voice, sir.
Bill.
I do like that the end is the ending music for Roundtable.
Yes.
It took me so long to realize. I was like, holy shit, that's Preacher.
Yes. You know, it's the end for also last podcast, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really like the praise Jesus. Like, I think it's it's Doug singing that and then them in the back.
And the devil belongs to me.
Oh, so good.
I have that. That's my third note where it's just like, praise Jesus and the devil belongs to me. Yeah. That shit goes hard as shit.
That's so good. And that line comes up later. It's Marcus screaming.
It is Marcus.
It's so good. But I also like at the very end where he's like, go to hell, Bill.
Yes.
And they hit that final like, oh. Again, flavor in this. Mm-hmm. They went so hard on this album for, again, songs that have less than 500,000 streams. Incredible. And I think it was definitely written for, like, the people who listened to last podcast. And they really liked Roundtable. Where it's like, this is for those degenerates. Like,
oh, yeah.
These are for the people who fuck it up.
Yeah. This is music that I listened to when I was, like, this was my get the net music.
Yeah. Definitely, like, praise Jason Devil belongs to me. And, like, you're freaking out in your car. Yeah, it's get the net music for sure, but it's so good.
Yeah.
Preacher's it's pretty long because I think it's a lot of instrumentals. But it's fucking great. And like I said, I love that they tell stories.
And so Preacher, we return to Russiatown lore. I still think all of this does take place in Russiatown, but this is like the first like direct reference to mm-hmm. Russiatown. It just tells a really good story, and the instrumentals in the middle, like,
oh yeah,
it also like it tells like part of the story. It's them killing a man.
Yeah. And Doug's an incredible guitar player.
Yeah,
like he gets down, and this whole album, I feel like he puts so much of himself into this album. And like, again, not that many people listen to it, but like, you can appreciate those guitar parts. Like,
absolutely,
they're incredible, especially the end music, that down, 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 like, that is that rock and roll
vibe, influence,
rock and roll country. Like, that's what it sounds like.
This is one of those things where, like, I don't think they ever intended for this music to be popular. I think they just did it for fun.
Yeah, and they're having a good time doing it.
Yeah.
And they just happen to have a pretty popular podcast.
I love creative projects like that, though, mm-hmm. where it's just like, they're just like, this. We're just doing this for fun. Yeah. And like,
well, you guys like this? Why?
Awesome. Like, you know? And that's kind of, like, that's how Horrible People started out.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, we just want to do this for fun. And if other people like it, fucking sweet. So.
Yeah. And I mean, that's, I think, I love that. Like I agree with you, where I do feel like just a bunch of friends. They happen to be making enough money at that time to, like, do an album. They fucking recorded an album. And they're like, oh, crap, people actually like this. Like, we're just being dumb and having mm-hmm. fun. But it's great.
Yeah.
Next, after Preacher, we have Skeleton Dan with his skeleton hand. He understands the dead man's plan.
Skeleton Dan.
This song is ridiculous.
This song is absurd, and I love it, and it's just about a man who's dead, but not really, and he was killed by the KKK, but a Mangala fan. We love
complex... He's a Mangala fan!
So, okay, again, killed by the KKK, thus implying that this man was black.
Yeah, maybe.
The lyrics, like...
I'm going to look them up. Like, I know the lyrics pretty well, but...
So, in the lyrics, it says he was killed by the KKK.
Burned on the cross by the Ku Klux Klan. He's a Wall Street man. Wears a pinstripe suit with a ring in his hand. Yeah, he could be.
And then also it says he's a Mangala fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, where? What?
I remember the first time hearing that. Like, he's a Mangala fan. And I was like, oh my God. S-K-E-L-E to Dan. Have you seen the music video?
No.
God. It's Jackie in like a bodysuit with like a skeleton, and she's like just dancing around being weird, and like they're playing in different places in New York, but she's just being a weirdo.
I love that.
It's so fucking funny.
I love that. Also, very catchy song.
Oh, yeah.
I also think this is another character that resides in Russiatown.
Definitely. This is like the Russiatown cryptid, but like, he's just not as hard to find. He's just there. The local cryptid. Ye old cryptid.
Ye old local cryptid.
Yeah, he... Dan, Dan, Dan. I don't know. Something about the way this song is written,
I just
too.
Wrote Skeleton Dan in all caps. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
That's all you
skeleton
need.
Skeleton Dan.
Yeah, I wrote the video is Jackie dressed as Skeleton Dan. And I think when they play it live, for when they were like
performing,
doing it for the first time, Jackie would come out in the Skeleton Dan suit and like dance on the stage. But again, I wrote a very silly song with silly rhymes, but fucking hilarious.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Like, and I think it adds like a little bit of levity after Preacher.
Yeah,
the and then it's a good palate cleanser before we go into Ghost Who Haunts Me.
Yeah, I do think this was well placed because Preacher and Ghost Who Haunts Me are kind of like more serious songs ish. Yeah. I mean, again, silly album overall, but like Skeleton Dan is definitely like it's the dancing tiger to during the Gold Star episodes. Where like we've done a lot and we need to calm you guys down a little bit. Sorry for bringing the room down.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, but again, fucking hilarious. Really good song, and it sounds very old country with that burn dan burn dan burn.
The repetitive like just like skit like just in, like simple rhymes. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know. It just it has like that good old timey vibe to it.
Yeah. Then just Skeleton Dan. I think it was an excuse for Holden to scream in the studio for a little bit.
I think so too.
Oh man. All right. After Skeleton Dan, we move on to The Ghost That Haunts Me.
Oof.
It's so bluesy sounding.
Yes. Yeah.
It's. Oh, I'm going to look up these lyrics too because I need it.
So I have it as. So one, I love this song. Great song about loss. Like,
yeah.
It's a great, like, just, I don't know. It's a very good song about loss. I'm like, taken literally, it's about a man being terrorized by a ghost of a dead lover. Less literally, I think it's about a bad breakup.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it could be read either way, depending on how you read it. Yeah, because then one of the lyrics is like, but then she decided to cheat with a griffin, caught her lippin' at his beak.
He lost his woman to a griffin. What?
Damn. Yeah, so, I mean...
Oh, this is another one that references Russiatown.
Yeah, because it's Satan's Old Saloon.
Satan's Old Saloon is a place in Russiatown. Yeah. They talk about it in Preacher, too.
Yes.
And that the Cancer Boy's Tomb is another, like, landmark in Russiatown.
They mention that in Russiatown, the song.
Yeah. And then, I think it actually does kind of sound like... Holden does sound kind of sad in this. Like, I think he puts on his, like, acting shoes and, like, he gets into it because it sounds like he was getting in there. He's not screaming the whole time in this. Like, he's kind of singing.
Yeah.
And it's just, it does fit the vibe for that.
Yeah, there's, like, where he said, I'd rather have sex with the sun. He yells there.
Oh, yeah.
It's the third verse, yeah.
This one, is it the... Where it kind of, it breaks down a little bit. It has that rock and roll breakdown, right? Did I write that down? The vibe change when Doug starts singing.
Yes.
Or it becomes like a little more like country rock again. And like, ooh, that vibe change is so good.
Yeah, because then also at the very, very end, they do one more thing of the chorus. And it's Holden, Doug, and Carly.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Yeah. She's the ghost now. Oh, and that's the thing too. When Holden's singing, he says, the ghost that haunts me, and they're saying you.
Yes.
So I really liked that, where it's...
Holden McNeely, canonical character in Russiatown.
Yeah. Holden, mommy boy, McNeely.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get to mommy later.
Okay. There's no way we don't get to mommy in this album. God damn it. But yeah, I do think this is one of the, like... This was a song that I didn't discover until I went out and actually listened to the whole album.
Oh, okay.
Because before I would only listen to Maggie or Russiatown or Drinkin'. And then I was like, you know what? I should check the whole album out.
Maybe Ghost That Haunts You was one of the songs that was added at the end of an episode. I'm not sure, though. Because I feel like I'd heard it before.
Yeah, if it was, I don't remember it.
Huh.
But it's definitely one of those where I was like, oh, I actually really like this song. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
God damn it.
But what else did I write for this song? Oh, yeah, that's it. Like, literally, yeah. I think it's just, like, about a bad breakup.
Mm-hmm. And Holden's had so many of those.
He's had enough.
He's had enough. He's married now. Good for him. We're proud of him.
Good for him.
Good for her.
Good for
her. I don't think it's good for her, but good for him. And from there, we're moving on to Boot Stomp.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this one?
I honestly really like this, the riff. The riff on this, it's like, it's groovy. It's something about like, mm-hmm. it's more rock and roll for sure.
Yeah.
And Holden's like singing in that more twangy voice.
Yeah, the twang is there for sure.
And I put, this is the quote, working man song. Like, and it's funny because, and it's kind of like Holden trying to act like this, be this tough character. But if you listen to enough of those like episodes or even listen to Wizard and the Bruiser, he's a big fucking nerd.
Yeah, he's a dork.
I was at Had a Pretty Lady by the Name of Death. That's kind
of
fun.
You son of a bitch.
It's
you
so good.
You stole one of my things.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Had a Pretty Lady by the Name of Death. She stole my heart with my very last breath.
Oh, so good.
I have that
so
in my
good.
Notes, you bitch.
But I think it's very, like, outlaw-y, too. Like,
yeah.
Driving in the Chevy down to Mexico and all that stuff. Like, and then just, boot, stomp. Like, it's them kind of getting, like, an aggression out for this song specifically. But I love it. Seven dead men in a cocaine line.
Oh, yeah, where it's just like, yeah, like when they ask me what I've done or something. What's the lyric before that?
Ask me about the legacy that I left behind.
Seven dead men in a cocaine line.
Yeah. It's fun, man. I think they had a great time writing this, for sure.
Yeah.
And I there are some things where I'm like, ooh, that's Marcus, or like, that's a Holden line, or like, that's Doug for sure.
I think Marcus had a pretty had a pretty lady by the name of Death.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's huge Marcus Parks vibes.
Yeah, I think this song's fine. I think it's just like, it's a guy who's over shit. Like, it just sounds like a guy who's just trying to get some aggression out for sure.
Yeah.
This wasn't my favorite song on the album.
I don't think it's my favorite song on the album. It's there.
Yeah, it's just kind of like this is kind of my like getting towards the end of the album like slump, I think, for me. Because then the next song, holy shit.
Hold on, let me see if I missed anything funny, because it sounds like Holden's trying to act like a badass. The breakdown into Had a Pretty by the Name of Death is cool. But yeah, there's not too much to write about it, because like you said, it's just a dude getting his aggression out. But from there we go to Whores. Oh my god. The first time I heard this song, I was like, why is he saying it like that?
why is he like that?
I had a whore. Oh my gosh. 18 years old. His name was Steel Roll.
Eyes of red flame and his soul was black as coal.
It's so Texas.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Lots of instrumentals in this one, but holy shit, are the verses rough.
Yeah.
It's about a story of a man and his horse.
His best friend.
Homie killed his horse so he wouldn't starve to death.
And Steel Roll tasted like a broken man.
I have that lyric written down, too.
Oh,
Steel
so
Roll
good.
Looked at me. You know what you gotta do. I killed my only friend that night so I could make it out alive. I had a horse and he tasted like a broken man.
Saddle up. Oh, man. I think when I first heard this song and then it starts with, I had a horse, I was like, oh my god. Again, why?
Yeah, and then it's kind of like a funeral barge.
It picks up. Mm-hmm. And as the song picks up, you're like, holy shit. Like, this is pretty fucking intense. Yeah. And of course, he eats the horse. It's so sad.
Yeah.
Why? Steel Roll was dying. I was starving. And
You gotta eat.
You gotta eat. Oh, yeah, yeah. So I was starving. You gotta eat.
Also, since now that we're at Horse and kind of far into this, the album work for this, the art.
Oh. So good.
So it's what I'm assuming is Skeleton Dan, maybe? Because...
Is he in a pinstripe suit?
He's not. That's the thing. But it might be the preacher. He's dressed up. He has the bolo tie. I'm assuming it's a bull skull because of the way the horns look.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so good.
Yeah, it's the bull. Yeah, I don't know who's holding what. But just look up that album art. I can't even begin to describe. But we got some animal skulls on people, and one of them's a little dirt like.
Well, that's. That baby, I think, is the Antichrist that's born in the next song. Yeah.
That's born in snakes. Yeah. Well, yeah, because he's doing the little Baphomet thing.
Mm-hmm. It's not even... It's like the baby Jesus thing. Like, there's always a baby with their hand up and a finger or something. But didn't Reed Failer do this? Was it Reed or Andrew Short? It was one of their friends who did this art. Yeah. And I don't remember. And, of course, it's going to be impossible to find.
Yeah.
That was another thing, too, everybody. It's kind of hard to cover a lot of background on this because, like we said, this was friends having fun making music.
Yeah, absolutely. Damn. Yeah, I can't find anything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Reed Failer who did it because he did the second one, too.
It is by Reed Failer.
Hey!
I can confirm. I found it.
I know things.
You're so good.
Yeah, shout out to Reed for this album work. It's so... Oh, so good.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway, do you have anything else for Horse?
It's a crazy ass song, man. It's I have nothing else to say.
I wasn't ready for him to eat the horse.
Yeah.
Eat the horse. Not steel roll.
Yeah. You gotta eat. I found this on Discogs. Because there was a thing for like the vinyl of the Cowmen, because you mentioned it, and I'm like, where is it? Style Hillbilly. And one of the comments is by a user named Holdenator's Ho.
Oh no.
Says, holy shit, that's me. We are the Cowmen and we play country music. 2, 3,
God,
4.
Damn it. It's Holden.
Anyway, that was it.
Well. We have a first shout out to the Holdenators on this on the network. God damn it.
Holdenators ho.
Don't ho. Don't ho. Marcus Aryan Nation, unite.
See, this is the kind of problematic thing you can expect on Roundtable of Gentlemen.
oh shit, all right. So after Horse, I can't even say it normally.
I was going to say, wow.
It's just in my head. We're going to the last song of this album, and it is called Snakes.
Ooh.
This is a Delta Blues song. It sounds like Mississippi blues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, that very simple riff, but it is so good.
It's like the music's kind of repetitive and but that's like kind of the point. It's like we got verse 1 and we got verse 2, then we get verse 3, and man, is verse 3 a fucking
verse 3
doozy.
Is so good.
So that's what I put for this very country. Yo, what the fuck?
Doug with the whore mom, dad bought her at a candy store, and he becomes a sailor to speak in tongues.
And then Holden,
killer mom.
And
I wrote Holden with the killer mom, parentheses, nice.
Nice. Like learning how to shoot a gun by the age of 1.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems unrealistic.
I really wrote, also, I forgot to mention it for Skeleton Dan, but Skeleton Dan, that solo gave me like the Doors vibes, like it was written. I feel like it could have been on Riders on the Storm.
Skeleton Dan, I can absolutely see that.
And then this one too, like this has a very a specific vibe that I wasn't ready for on this album.
Yeah, my mommy was a professional killer.
Oh my god. He had to shoehorn Mommy.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because then also later we get verse 3 sung by the one and only Marcus Parks.
Marcus Parks with, honestly, I think my favorite lyrics on this album.
Absolutely.
Because he's not even singing. He's just like...
He's yelling.
And I feel like the way it's going is like he's playing the drums and screaming from behind the set. Like, he's just... And then this is exactly what I picture... that picture of him with his long hair, and is he wearing like the Metallica shirt? And he has the beer, and he's just like sitting there.
No,
like,
it's a Cannibal Corpse shirt.
Yes, he's wearing the Cannibal Corpse shirt. But it's just like, that's what I picture every time I hear this. It's like that version of Marcus, just unhinged, drunk, and screaming.
Yeah, drowning in Satan's black placenta.
Oh. And then they talk about Russia Town again. But for I am the soil child. And the devil belongs to me. And the last time, and the devil belongs to me. Like, he's, oh.
He's all into it.
Yeah, he was definitely, I feel like he wrote this, some of these lyrics before they even had the idea for this band.
Yeah.
He was just ready to give it out. Because this is so good. And like, she was thrown out of hell and tumbled 1,000 miles on the road to Russia Town, where she landed in the devil's dirt, and that is where she will remain, and that is where she gave birth to me. I was like, oh my god.
Marcus Parks, what the fuck?
And he is a dirt person.
Yeah. And he, yeah, so I think in the cover art, this child is the one that's on the cover.
Yeah, for sure. I'm all covered in snakes. Oh, snakes is so cool.
Yeah. Oh my god. So, genius annotation, for I am the soil child. Interestingly, this line established Park's band persona as the one and as the only one with an established name or alias. The band is often referred to him as soil child on social media and the like.
I think, yeah, because...
This is how he became a dirt kid.
The dirt kid?
Yeah.
Trademark the dirt kid?
The dirt kid, TM.
Because well, when he played, I think it was a time where, like, his shirt was dirty, and then he covered himself in fake blood at one point, and he was like, I just don't wash my Calvin clothes anymore. And I was like, Marcus, ew. That's so nasty.
I mean, this is also when he was just, like, full-blown, like, dirt person.
Yeah,
this is before he had a wife.
This is before he was normal.
Medication, man.
I think some of it was pre-meds, for sure. He had some get the net moments.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this song, I think, is a lot of fun.
It's like, incredible. Like, it's a great way to end the album. Like, I remember listening to this album and just, like, being like, is this it? Is this really how we're going to go out? And, like, it goes out so good.
It's such a strong note for, like, just, again, it's a shenanigan-filled album, but this is the perfect shenanigan to end it on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good.
Absolutely.
And this is another song too that, like, I never really listened to until I decided one day to sit through and listen to the whole album.
And then were you just like, is that Marcus Parks?
Yeah, I was like, why is that Marcus? What? Because again, not singing, he's just screaming from behind the drum set.
Yeah, he's just like, and it's getting picked up by like Holden's microphone or something.
And he's like, even if you hear him on the shows, like last podcast, even Roundtable, there's a few times where he slips into Texas and like,
oh my god, I forgot to mention that. He sounds like he full blown is just like, I'm letting my southern out. Yeah,
he lets it out, because that's why for a minute I was like, is that Marcus? Like, he doesn't sound like that, but no, it's Texas Marcus.
That is what he sounded like before he ran away to New York City.
Because what does he say? There's something he says on Roundtable. Oh, he says coyotes. And they're like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, coyote. I was like, coyote. Damn it. Because it's just Texas shenanigans.
Coyotes.
I think at that point too, when he says that and he's like coyote, and you hear Henry from like the couch chuckle hut, I hate Texas, like, I get so mad at him. And I was like, I love that this was Texas Marcus on record screaming about the devil belongs to me.
So good.
I love it so much,
honestly. Like, I just I hope he listens to this and feels proud of it.
I genuinely hope one of them listens to this and, like, feels very proud. Because, honestly, even if it was just for fun, a shenanigan, if they were trying to be serious or not, like, I think it's great overall. Yeah. Which gets us to, let's rate this album out of 5 houses built out of beer bottles.
Ooh! I'm gonna give this a 4.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is a lot of fun. Like, I mean, the only thing that it's not like, I'm not going to re-listen to this album a lot, mm-hmm. I don't think. Like, I don't, it's not necessarily one of the albums that I would keep on rotation necessarily, but it's, like, it's such an enjoyable listen for me.
Yeah.
Like, there isn't, like, a skip song, except for maybe Boots Dump.
I'm also going to give it a 4 for that reason. It, like, is somebody knocking or closing something down?
Remember how they're building furniture? Someone's using the boxes.
Yeah. I see. I'm giving it a 4 for sure. It's 4 houses built out of beer bottles. It's for the same reason. Very fun. I'll find myself randomly in the mood to, like, you know what? It's a Cowman kind of day.
Yeah.
And I'll, like, listen to the whole album. Like, I won't skip anything. I just sit down, listen to it, and I'm like, cool. And I'll, like, just have a good time, you know? And I think it does help that we know about 3 of the members.
Yeah.
Like, we know so much about Marcus. We know, you know, enough about Holden. And then we do know a little bit about Doug when he was dating Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I think it feels like most podcasts you listen to, you feel like they're your friends. And especially... Yeah.
It's like listening to your friend's band.
Yeah. And especially because Marcus and Holden, like, as dumb as they are on the show and, like, silly and stuff, they do have moments where they talk about their lives and, like, they get real, like, intimate. Even if it's a dumb story, like, it's something that you would only tell your friends.
Yeah. Well, Marcus, for a while, had that fucking podcast with Jackie, Sex and Other Human Activities.
And that he got real
personal.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember listening to it for a while, like, when they still did it, just because, like, it helped me a lot with my own, like, bad brain business. Like, I was just like, okay, I feel less like a totally crazy person.
Exactly.
Or at least I feel, like, less alone.
Yeah. And Marcus even talks about it when they first started doing the last podcast live shows, and people, like, when they got to meet him, they were like, hey, you know, obviously we love this show, but, like, dude, you're saving my life on mm-hmm. the Sex and Other Human Activities. And it blew him away. And, like, that is so cool. And I like, Marcus is one of my favorite humans of all time.
The fact that I got to tell him that, like, his, like, that last podcast got mm-hmm. me, like, him talking about, like, his own mental health struggles and how, like, we had very similar experiences with that in college. Being able to tell him that to his face and him being like, oh, wow, that means a lot. Thank you. Yeah. Like, I'm just like... Oh.
this 6-foot dirt person.
Yeah.
But honestly, at the end of the day, it's a lot of fun. Listen to those podcasts. Again, if you listen to Roundtable, don't take it up the butt, because it's not going to be fun for you. Have a good time. Just don't take anything seriously.
Just have fun with it.
Because literally, there's parts where, like, this is all satire. Like, they want to make sure that you guys know they're just being dumb. Like, don't come for them. But yeah, it's a quick one. Short album, like you said, 30-something minutes
yeah.
long. But yeah, Alex, would you like to say goodbye? Plugs?
Hell shenanigans? Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on this episode. When you asked me, like, hey, do you want to do an episode on the Cowman? I immediately was like, hell yes, time and place. I'm yes. there. Absolutely. So, again, I'm Alex Webster. I am a co-host on Turning Tables podcast and the Horrible Peoples podcast. Those are both podcasts under the Horrible Peoples Network, which you will hear about shortly. Turning Tables is a D&D podcast, and you can find us on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod, and Horrible Peoples Podcast is a horror movie podcast, and you can find us on Instagram at Horrible Peoples Podcast, Horrorble Peoples Podcast. And then if you want to see what I'm up to, I'm on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop.
Ghost Coffee Shop. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Alex, thank you for joining me for this silly fun album.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
He followed this podcast on Instagram at Hops and Notes Pod. Follow myself on Instagram, Anna Untapped, at Wrathchild714. Follow the network at Horrible People's Network on Instagram. That's Horrorble People's Network. and listen to all the previously listed shows. They got a video game podcast, NPC. Check it out if you guys like video games.
Yeah, it's all gaming news, and they've made some pretty sick predictions.
They're out of control right now, and it's scaring everybody. I think James just floats when as soon as he starts talking.
He turns into, like...
third eye comes out of his forehead.
Third eye, he starts floating. His eyes just glaze over, and he predicts the future. It's really insane to watch.
All right, until next time, I am the soil child, and the devil belongs to me. Bye.
Bye.
For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to Horrible People's Network on Instagram. That's HORROREBLE People's Network on Instagram.